time to catch up with Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire. Lucy, very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'd better turn Steve on, if you'll excuse the expression.
turn me on. Yeah, hello there. I've heard we're going to get a choice of outdoor dining in Maryborough.
Yes, we're really excited about our new parklet in Maryborough outside the Daily Dose Cafe. It's part of the state government outdoor eating and entertainment package. They're supporting hospitality businesses so that they can recover from the impacts of COVID-19. And having those outdoor eating areas means that businesses that may have some restrictions on numbers inside their cafes can actually expand out onto footpaths. So we're really excited to have our first one up and running. And the great news too is that the planter boxes, which are absolutely gorgeous, have been made with local timber from Talbot Timbers and also made by a Daisy Hill resident in Kent, and he's done a fantastic job of them. Yeah. And we've also purchased all the other bits and pieces from Cramery and Mitre 10, which is a local business, and the Karamara Nursery as well. So it's been a local team effort, and it really does brighten up the streets. Lovely.
It's great to see that kick-on effect, isn't it? You know, like there's one thing, obviously the government helping out with the money, but the local kick-on and getting everybody involved, I think that's one of the really good things about these sorts of schemes.
Yeah, and look, I think it's part of the purpose of the schemes too, is to not only invest in the hospitality businesses that have really struggled during COVID, but also to create extra work for everyone else that would also have been impacted. So, yeah, it's all around a great project, and really encourage people to get down to High Street and have a look and visit the Daily Dose.
Even though at times the heavy precipitation can get on our goat for the more urban dwellers, certainly for the Cockies, and also for the likes of the local reservoirs, etc., it's very good, and that's been the case in the Goldfields Reservoir.
Yeah, the Goldfields Reservoir in Maryborough is a much-loved and used reservoir. We also have park run around the reservoir on Saturday morning as well. And unfortunately, it often can get low in water. So we've entered into a partnership with the Central Highlands Water so that we can keep the levels of the reservoir up during summer when it can actually dry out. And it just means that the area stays looking gorgeous, and it's such a nice place to go and visit. And there's a play area there for children, and it's a lovely place to go for a walk or a run as well.
So the big question, though, this morning, reservoir?
I might not comment. I'm not a good medical expert.
Well, I reckon it's a bit of an either, personally. What do you think, Steve?
I would say reservoir.
Would you?
Yes, yeah. Maybe with the French influence. I don't know.
Anyway, that's just something we'll have to ponder and hopefully won't keep us awake at night.
Good joke, that. Ponder. Reservoir. Very good. He's just a natural.
Don't give up your day job.
He is.
Yeah. Hey, and what else have we got, Steve?
Well, I hear you've got a new home for your visitor information centre.
Yeah, we're excited to be moving our visitor information centre. It's currently located at the resource centre in the centre of town, but we're moving it to our absolutely gorgeous Maryborough Railway Station, which is a fantastic historic asset. And it's part of a broader project to really activate the railway station. We know that it's a very well-visited asset, so people would love to, you know, tourists always come and have a look at the railway station. So we're just trying to liven it up a bit. We've got a cafe there, we'll have the visitor information centre there, and we're also in the process of developing a co-working hub as well so that we can get a bit more activity and people working down there as well. So the relocation is expected to happen in late March. And again, this has come from state government's Stronger Regional Communities program. They've put some money towards making this happen.
Terrific stuff. No, plenty going on, that's for sure. And as always, appreciate you updating us, and we'll do so again next week.
Great. Thanks for speaking to you both. Bye.
Good on you. Thanks, Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, on the Wake Up Call.